This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, we'll hear about the latest winners of People's Liberty Globe grants and an obstacle course where getting muddy is the least of your worries. First this afternoon, the Metropolitan Area Religious Coalition of Cincinnati, or MARC, consists of 17-member judicatories, the local decision-making bodies of national denominations of diverse faith backgrounds. The organization's been influential in social and human rights issues since the 1960s. And joining us to discuss the history and mission of the Metropolitan Area Religious Coalition of Cincinnati are Reverend Dan Wyengeisi with the United Church of Christ of Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky Association, and a past president of MARC, Reverend Aaron Greenlee, a representative to MARC from the Baptist Ministers Conference of Greater Cincinnati and Vicinity, and the executive director of MARC, Margaret Fox. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Peg, Aaron, and Dan, thank you so much for being here this afternoon. Peg, tell us about how MARC got its start.
Well, it began in 1968. The mayor of Cincinnati at the time felt that there was a religious community needed to get involved in racial reconciliation. So Monsignor Asplin from the Archdiocese, Bishop Blanchard, Episcopal Diocese, and Rabbi Goldman got together and hired the Reverend Paul Long from the Presbytery. And they organized the first interfaith organization in the Cincinnati region at the time. And that that would work on racial reconciliation and other social issues. So on April the 4th, Mayor Ruhlman at the time called together religious leaders and community organizations and had a special luncheon to announce the beginning of MARC. That was at 12 noon. And then on April 4th, 1968, at 4 p.m., Martin Luther King was assassinated. And the religious community, the religious leaders of those variety of denominations played a role in brokering communication between the African-American community and city council members because of the rioting that broke out and because they had, the religious leaders had, relationships already established in the African-American community, whereas Cincinnati City Council, their relationships were minimum at the time.
How many religious groups originally participated in MARC?
Originally, there were 11, and at this point in time, there are 17. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Unitarian Universalists, Roman Catholics.
So how exactly does MARC work, Dan? How does it go about picking the issues that it's going to address?
Well, one of the exciting things that I find with MARC is each year we realize there are many concerns that could draw our attention, and we have an annual meeting in the fall, and all the judicatories come together and have an equal vote and say in how we discuss the issues and vote on the issues, and two issues are eventually chosen that MARC focuses on each year. It's a marvelous coming together of the diversity of religious people and churches, faiths, synagogues, and we end up with two issues at the end of the night, and then we focus on those two. But obviously, there's other issues that will, you know, demand attention.
They'll come up during the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But it's a extremely engaging episode that we participate in. So
it's what you're talking about is similar to what happened when the group was starting. I mean, you had it started in 1968, as Peg was saying. 1967, you had the riots in Cincinnati, and then 68, you had the assassination of Martin Luther King. So that had to be a challenging time for the organization.
It's a very challenging time, and also community police relations has always been an issue that MARC has worked on from the beginning. At two other junctures in the history of the city, when there were racial disturbances and a lot of difficulties between the police department and the variety of communities in Cincinnati, MARC has been there showing the Justice Department representative around in City Hall back in 1975 to all the way through the establishment of the Memorandum of Agreement and the Collaborative Agreement back in 2002, which finally ended in 2008.
Aaron, what has your experience been like with MARC? Is it great to have an organization like this that's the focal point for all the different faith organizations in the community?
Very much so, because it's an arm that reaches through the total community. We, the Baptist Ministers Conference of Greater Cincinnati and vicinity, we were very limited on other organizations being part of the Baptist Ministers Conference because of our constitution. But we were able to become a member of MARC, which was very helpful to us, and hopefully we were helpful to MARC. And it's really been a great experience.
Dan, what about you, your experience with MARC?
Yeah, well, I'm part of the United Church of Christ, and we're actually a very small denomination. But by being a part of MARC, it allows us to participate in bigger issues and be a part of a process that, again, is part of our faith witness and social justice concerns. And by being in partnership with Muslims, Jews, Christians of all flavors, it just, to me, allows a participation with the wider community, which is unique.
And Peg, how does so MARC is serving as, it's a focal point then. If a community leader wants to know where the religious community stands on a particular issue, they can come to MARC. Is that part of the idea?
Yes. I do want to emphasize that we do not involve ourselves in any kind of religious doctrine. We solely focus on social justice issues. That's the beauty of MARC, that all different kinds of perspectives on social justice issues can come together. And people of different faith and races somehow find a way to communicate and clarify those issues and take action. Whereas if they're working separately, it isn't as powerful of a change that they are working for. It also gives people of different faiths a chance to get to know one another in a different context. And it establishes relationships that can last a lifetime.
So, Peg, what are the three ways that the religious community can work on social problems? There are three distinct approaches that can be taken, right? And I think MARC has chosen to take the what's called the sovereignty path. Is that right?
The political path.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We work behind the scenes for the most part on issues that are contentious. For example, we have worked in the past on immigration reform in helping to establish Cincinnati as an immigrant-friendly city. We have served on the Mayor Cranley's Immigration Task Force. We are currently working on some issues regarding that. Our social concerns for 2015 are economic recovery, income disparity, and employment. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The second
one.
Issue is interfaith dialogue and human rights. So ways that we work are to address, say, for example, human services funding that recently came up. MARC has been an advocate of 1.5 of the general fund budget be set aside for human services since Bobby Stern was mayor. And so we worked with a variety of other organizations to maintain that $3 million be set aside for human services and that we still move forward on the 1.5. And that it be a transparent process by the Human Services Advisory Committee reviewing proposals. So we were at City Hall giving statements, talking to elected officials, and eventually the $3 million was passed by City Council for Human Services. So that's kind of the way we work. We work with the county commissioners, with institutional leaders, superintendents of public school districts, elected officials, other denominational leaders. And if a problem is brought to us, say, by the police department, we can broker meetings and convene representatives from, say, a district captain, to, say, a handful of immigration advocates that want to problem solve in a particular community. So we also convene for the purpose of making things a little bit better and getting conversations going. So in that sense, we try to help shape policies so that they are fair and equitable. And at, during that process, we hope that the level of civil discourse is raised because of that.
Aaron, with this being such a diverse group of different religions, is it tough to come to consensus on the issues?
Yes.
Honest answer.
Yes. Very difficult at times.
Yes.
But we, the Baptist Ministers Conference, we get together and we just hammer it out. We work together also with the Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, which is an organization that goes pretty far back in our history, which is the Baptist Ministers Conference, and we'll work together on different things. And by it being a part of MARC, and BMC being a part of MARC, it have drawn us even closer. But I think it has been good for us, but I won't say it's always been easy.
Dan, yeah, what's your perspective
on
that? I
agree. The diversity does make it a challenge at times, but oftentimes it's so much more rewarding as a part of the United Church of Christ to be in partnership with the others has been a real gift. Just real quickly, the Islamic Center up in Westchester, but also the one in Cincinnati, the relationship we have with the Imam Ilyas Nashid there has been great for our local congregation. They have visited our congregation, have shared what it means to be Muslim in America, and that ongoing relationship in many ways was initiated by our participation in MARC. Hanging out with Reverend Greenlee is always a great gift for me, and those kind of things just make it worth the effort. And oftentimes, like you said, it can be contentious, but in the end, it MARC seems to make it work and finds ways to be effective.
You know, the other thing that came our way, fortunately, was we have been meeting over the past few years with delegations from different countries through the United States Department of State, and then that relationship through the World Council Affairs of Greater Cincinnati. And these delegations, we've met with delegations from Vietnam, from the Anbar province of Iraq, Eastern Europe, from delegations from Africa, from Turkey. And at the end of those conversations, where we have an interpreter there, each delegation has asked, can you come to our country? Because they are trying to work out issues between faiths that they can just sit down at the table and make small towns and come together to do planning, to stop shooting, to stop killing. And that has been an incredible experience for us. So they usually come asking the questions, how do you even sit down at the table together and talk about these social concerns civilly? How do you resolve conflicts? How does a Muslim, a Jew, and a Christian sit together and talk about some very difficult things happening in the community? So that has been has said to us that there's still a need for this kind of structure.
So Aaron, despite the differences, this results in great collaboration, doesn't it?
Sure does. One of the things that come to my mind, 1998, we were having tough times. The Baptist Ministers Conference, Greater Cincinnati Vicinity, the IMA, mainly the black community, because we had a problem with the youth being expelled from school, parents not knowing it. They were going downtown, getting in all kind of trouble, and there were confrontations with the police department. Well, at that time, we got very much involved, and at that time, Dwayne Holm was the director of MARC. We went to him and talked to him about it, and explained to him we wanted to set up some kind of learning centers in our churches. MARC was very instrumental in helping us do that. Across this city, we were able to bring kids off the street working with CCY and getting permission from parents and the school system to let us bring these kids into the churches during the day to get them off the street. So Mark was very, very helpful. The other adjudicatories even helped us raise money to keep that program going. And I think, if my memory serves me right, we ran that program for about 10 years, and it was very, very good. Mark has really been a good organization in helping in many, many ways when it comes to our young people and churches and so forth.
We'll continue our conversation about the Metropolitan Area Religious Coalition of Cincinnati. You can join us with your questions and comments at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Joining us to discuss the history and the mission of the Metropolitan Area Religious Coalition of Cincinnati are Reverend Dan Wyangeisi with the United Church of Christ of Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky Association, and a past president of MARC, Reverend Aaron Greenlee, a representative to MARC from the Baptist Ministers Conference of Greater Cincinnati and Vicinity, and the executive director of MARC, Margaret Fox. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Peg, with the gun violence that we've seen in town recently, does Mark plan to take that up as a cause? It seems as if it's similar to what Reverend Greenlee was describing about young people getting in trouble. So it could be an area that Mark could have a profound influence on.
Yes. As I said earlier, I don't think we ever stop being involved in community police relations. So when the agreement, the collaborative agreement, came to an end in 2006 or 7, we asked that it be extended for another year in order to develop more community-oriented police programs. All the denominational leaders came together. BMC wrote a statement, United Church of Christ, the Archdiocese, Episcopal Diocese, Variety, Presbytery, Methodist, asking for the extension, which was filed in federal court, and Judge DeLotte received and extended one more year for the collaborative agreement. In that process, we suggested that a monitoring group be established made up of the city administration and community organizations and police to oversee the goals of the collaborative agreement. So that was one thing we continue to do. That group, the city manager's advisory group, meets every 2 months and discusses the shootings, the decrease in homicides, particular incidents in neighborhoods, and tries to address that through policy, through clarification, through communication, where we actually understand the facts and discuss that and try to improve on processes. So that is one way. Another way I wanted to suggest, too, is we're involved in conversations about how the community-oriented policing can be constantly improved. So different incidents in a variety of neighborhoods are a part of that conversation. When the commission, the governor's task force, was here back in the spring, we testified on what was helpful from the collaborative agreement and the memorandum of agreement. For example, we felt the strongest help came from the Citizens Complaint Authority. Unlike most cities in America, Cincinnati has a model where citizens can complain. The complaint is investigated regarding any kind of mistreatment by the police. And if it's found by the investigator to be valid, then the city manager renders a decision on that. And nowhere else has, I mean, maybe one other city across the country has that kind of authority. We also felt that the use of tasers reduced homicides, but that as that technology is developed, police need more training on that so that the people that receive that taser do not lose their lives over it. So we felt that police training needed to be beefed up regarding that, but that was also a good use that stemmed from the memorandum of agreement. So it's constantly coming back, giving feedback to the decision makers in the city, the mayor, the city manager, the police department, who's been very cooperative and very much a part of making that collaborative agreement work. Aaron, you may want to say something about this.
Yes, I think the collaborative agreement is a great tool, but I never want to overlook what it took to bring that about. We were in the trenches going way back in the 90s because of the shootings. And one of the shootings, we became very disturbed when there was a shooting of two or three police officers. Guys were beginning to shoot back. Well, in the area that I work now, which is the North Fairmount area, it's loaded with guns. It's still loaded with guns. So we went to work and trying to get some of the guns off of the street, working with the police department, working with anybody we could. That's still a big problem in our city, the guns. There's still much work to be done. The collaborative agreement is a great tool, but the people must stay involved.
Dan, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No. Again, I'm in College Hill, Northside area, and the same concern and the violence is part of it, and how do faith leaders and groups such as Mark address that is important.
Yeah. Peg, do you have any ideas yet on what issues you'll be taking on next year? Has that started? Has that process started yet?
Well, one of the initiatives that may continue into next year is around our concern called interfaith dialogue and human rights. We have found over the years that faith-related contentious issues need to be talked about and among the religious community, but also in the public. Mm-hmm. Many times we had a panel following serious the Charlie Hebdo incident in France, and there was fallout in the local community from that incident, and so we had a panel of representatives from Jewish Community Relations Council, Greater Cincinnati Islamic Center, Cincinnati Islamic Center Community Center, and around that we were able to have a conversation, and out of that conversation people began to understand how to talk about it, how a Christian could talk about their concern or fear with a Muslim or and so forth. So we have put together a proposal to have discussions around faith-related contentious issues in 2015-2016.
Yeah. Dan, Aaron, and Peg, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Reverend Dan Wyengeisey with the United Church of Christ of Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky Association, and a past president of the Metropolitan Area Religious Coalition of Cincinnati. Reverend Aaron Greenlee, a representative to Mark from the Baptist Ministers Conference of Greater Cincinnati and Vicinity, and the executive director of Mark, Margaret Fox.